Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess for the evening, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love that song, Be Grateful. That's a classic by the Walter Hawkins singers. And I'll tell you, it just brings to your mind how we ought to be grateful. And we go through things sometimes in our lives, and sometimes, you know, we're not grateful. We're not grateful for the pain that we go through. We're not grateful when we lose a loved one. We're not grateful, you know, when things hurt us. But we have so many things to be grateful for. We just want to thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for the things that he does for us, hallelujah. But let's just go ahead and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and just begin to pray and praise him for all that he's done. Father, we just come before your presence right now to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We love you, Lord God, and thank you for all that you've done for us. Father, we just want to say thank you because you've been better to us than we could possibly ever be to ourselves, Lord God, even through the pain, Lord God, even through the things that we don't understand, God, you've still been better to us than we could possibly be to ourselves. Father, we just want to say thank you on tonight. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for healing our bodies. Thank you, Lord God, for providing for us homes, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We just want to bless you and praise your name, Father, because you are worthy, Lord God, to be praised, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, your word says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Teach us, hallelujah, how to just be able to let your praises continuously be in our mouths, oh God, for you deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And my soul says, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, glory to God. I want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. Those on the phone lines, those in the chat room, hallelujah. Those that will be listening to the archives, I thank you so much for your support. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we ought to know that when we give God thanks, that opens the door and make room for more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to say hallelujah. Thank you to Evangelist LaVernon on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, we look at our lives and we have so much to be thankful for. I think we complain more than we are thankful to God. Hallelujah. I know that has been what I've done. I've complained about everything under the sun. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, no matter what, God is still an awesome God. Hallelujah. Things that, you know, we complain about, our lives could have been so much worse, Lord, than the things that we've gone through, because there are people out there who have gone through much worse than we experienced. Hallelujah. But we can't say that, you know, what we went through wasn't bad. It probably, you know, what you went through was bad and what I went through was bad to me. But we still have many, 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 many more good days and many, many more things to be thankful for. I know that my good days outweigh my bad days. And I wish I could sing because I would sing that song, you know, I Won't Complain. But that's a beautiful song that says, my good days outweigh my bad days. And, you know, I might wake up today hurting, but I woke up. Hallelujah. Somebody didn't wake up. Somebody's pushing up daisies today. Somebody is in a coma today. Somebody's not in their right mind today. Somebody does not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardoning of their sins today. But thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is so wonderful. Glory to God. He is just awesome. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, you know, if you just sit back and look over your life, just look over your life and begin to see where you are now and where God brought you from. Just go and look back over your life and see where God has brought you from. Look at where you are now. See where God has brought you from. Tell God thank you. Hallelujah, because some of us was messed up. We was messed up out there just doing all kind of crazy stuff. And God didn't even allow us to die. He didn't allow anybody to take our lives. He was protecting us all the time. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank God that he did, because I know I got my hand raised. Y'all can't see me, but I have my hand raised. And I know for a fact, hallelujah, that God has protected this little nut named Teresa. Just, he's had his hand of protection on me all of my life. And the least I could do is say thank you. The least I could do is say thank you. Hallelujah. The least I could do is say thank you, because God has been so good to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of scriptures that we want to go to. If you can, I would like for you to check out the archives of this broadcast. There's one in particular that the Lord gave me the other day, and I call myself making it because, you know, I was going to take it to the women's conference that I went to on Saturday, and I was going to pass it out. I was going to give it to the women at the women's conference. Only come to find out it was for me. Come to find out it was for me. Because of what I'm going through right now, my body. And I listened to it on today. I said, Lord, I just want to thank you because you gave me your word to speak back to you. And you're not a liar. You gave me your word to speak back to you. You didn't have to do that. God didn't have to give me his word to speak back to him. But I thank him so much that he did, because it's helping me get through what I'm going through right now. And sometimes we look for people to help us. We look for people to encourage us. We look for people to bless us. But it's really God. It's really God. If you go back to the archives from December the 9th, it's called Promises from God's Word. And just listen to it and allow God. It's prayer on there. It's the word of God on there. And I listened to it again today. And I wasn't listening to it because God gave it to me and it was, you know, me talking. I listened to it because it's a word from the Lord. It's a word from the Lord. Maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe you need an answer from God. I don't know what you need, but God sent his word. And because God sent his word, he's going to perform his word. God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God's not like us. He's not wishy-washy. He's not a fair weather God. He is God. And whatever he said in his word, that's what he's going to do. He's not a respecter of persons. If he's done it for somebody else, you can bet your bottom dollar he's going to do it for you. Amen. So if you're in the chat room, put a shout out in the chat room. Put a shout out in the chat room and just give God a praise, because he's worthy of the praise. You might not think he is, but God is worthy of the praise. Because I bet you what? I bet you if God never did nothing else for you, you wish you had to praise him. I bet you if God never did nothing else for you, I bet you wish you had to praise him. Hallelujah. He is so worthy of the praise. He is so worthy of the praise. God is so worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he's worthy of the praise? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He knows exactly what we need when we need it. Glory to God. Don't be shy. Come on and tell us what the Lord has done for you. This is open forum. And I want to hear, you know, sometimes when we hear things, it encourages other people to keep going on. You know, sometimes we get a little bit stingy when God has blessed us. We get a little bit selfish when God has blessed us. And we don't tell people what God has done. But I'm not saying tell all of your business, but I know that God has done something for you. I know that God has brought you through something. I know that God has healed your body. I know that God has made a way for you out of no way. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, that God has, he kept you in your right mind when you thought you was going crazy. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, that God was there when nobody else was there. I know that when your financial situation looked bleak and you didn't have a job, you didn't know where your money was coming from, I know God brought you through that situation. I know, you know, God has kept your children safe from danger seen and unseen. Even if your child went to jail or, you know, something happened to your child, but God brought your child through anyway. Hallelujah. I know that you have something to be grateful for tonight. I know I'm not the only person. Hallelujah. But I know that if I began to sit and tell you the things that God brought me through, it would be longer than a two-hour broadcast. Hallelujah. Because God, he is so awesome. I know I went to church on yesterday. And Pastor Sheila preached, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. And she was saying how, you know, there was a song. I was really trying to find it on YouTube. And I looked at it, and there's several of them. And I don't know which one is which. And I don't want to try to find it right now. But Lord, I just want to thank you. If you listen to that song, Lord, I just want to thank you. I can't sing, but you know what I'm talking about. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me, so good to me. You know that song. You know God has been good to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know God has blessed you. Hallelujah. You know God has done things for you that no man could possibly do. You know that God has opened doors for you that no man could open. When it looked like it was shut, God opened that door for you. Hallelujah. When the door was open that needed to be closed, God closed that door. Hallelujah. He did that for you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? You ain't got to praise him because the word of God says that, you know, God will cause the very rocks to cry out. Hallelujah. He will cause the very rocks to cry out and praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm going to praise him while I got the chance because, you know, you can't praise God when you go to the grave. You can't praise God when you're dead. So you might as well praise him now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let God know. Let him know. We tell, Pastor Sheila was saying yesterday that, you know, we tell humans thank you for what they do. We say thank you for this. We say thank you for that. She said we even teach our children to say thank you for this, that, and the third. But we forget all about God. We forget all about our Creator. We forget all about our Lord. We forget all about the one who saved us. We forget all about the one who brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We forget about the one who chose us because Jesus said that you didn't choose me. I chose you. That right there is enough to be thankful for. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Hallelujah. Because I'm trying to tell you, if it was left up to Teresa, if it was left up to me, I wouldn't be saved now. But God called my knuckleheaded self out of darkness into his marvelous light because he knew that I was on my way to hell. I had gasoline drawers on, and I was on my way to hell with a quickness. I was on my way. I was driving the fastest to get to hell and didn't even know it. I was lost, but Jesus found me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know those of you there in the chat room, I know that God has blessed you. I know that my husband, you know, the doctor told him when he was young that he was going to be in a wheelchair by the time he was 35 years old. They didn't know the God that he served because he was not in a wheelchair at 35 years old. They did not know the God that he served. They told him what they saw with their natural eyes and what they thought in their natural minds. But they didn't know the God that he served. Hallelujah. And my husband is 60 years old, and he did not get in the wheelchair until he was 57 years old, and that was only because he fell down the steps and broke his hip. So I know he got a lot to be thankful for. Born with cerebral palsy all his life. You know, doctors trying to do all kind of crazy stuff on his body. But God brought him through. He done had surgery after surgery after surgery. But God brought him through. He's 60 years old today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He turned 60 in November. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of people younger than him with the same kind of conditions that he have. Hallelujah. But guess what? God blessed this man. Hallelujah. God saved him at a young age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God kept him from danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. What about you in the chat room? Glory to God. I know. You don't even have to tell me. I know that God has blessed you, because if you're in the chat room, you ought to be thankful that you're even here today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying you're not thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want you, hallelujah, to get on the air or get in the chat room and just share a little bit of what God has done for you, because he is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. And we're going to just go over some scripture, because sometimes we act like we don't have nothing to be thankful for, well, especially when we're going through financial situation. Lord have mercy. At the end of the month, sometimes I act like, you know, God done changed his mind, that he's not the same God he was at the beginning of the month. Hallelujah. But he's helping me. God is helping me to be able to praise him, Lord God, even when there's times of lean. But the Bible tells me that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a home. Glory to God. I have food. I have electric. I have gas. Glory to God. I have a husband. Hallelujah. And I'm still alive in the land of the living, and I'm born again. If I don't have anything else to be thankful for, glory to God, I can say that I'm thankful for being born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, people take that lightly. Hallelujah. But every day people are dying and going to hell. The Bible says hell hath enlarged herself. Hallelujah. But aren't you glad that you're not in that number tonight of those that are going to the lake of fire? Aren't you glad tonight that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you were chosen before the foundations of the earth? Hallelujah. To be a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm happy. Hallelujah. I wish I had some help tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm about to give my husband a phone because I know he has something to say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I just want to thank and praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. And no matter what it looks like and no matter what we feel like, God is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. I tell you what, people think that celebrities got it real good because they have all this money and they have all this property and this, that, and the other. But guess what? Their money can't buy them into hell, and their money can't buy them into heaven, and their money can't keep them out of hell. Hallelujah. When they need, hallelujah, a real healing from their body, hallelujah, a lot of times they can pay the best doctors and still not get healed. Hallelujah. But Dr. Jesus, hallelujah, I don't got to pay him. All I got to do is call his name. Hallelujah. And he'll come right there. He's right there on the scene. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you know? Hallelujah. I got a testimony tonight. But I said it's open forum. So if you want to get on the air, just call area code 303. I see you in the on the phone. If you want to call and if you want to be on the air, just press 1. And I will definitely get you on the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ought to be thankful to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there's a lot of people that's worse off than we are. Just look at the commercials where the people come on asking for money for all of these people in these other countries who need food. These little children are being born every day. That being born and famine is in the land. And here we are in America, and we can't even praise God. I know I went to Africa in 2003, something like that. I went to Africa, and I'm telling you, I've seen the worst poverty in my life. The poverty was horrible. And I tell you, when I saw these people praising God, they were standing in the rain, praising God, standing in the rain, in the mud, praising God. And these people had nothing compared to what we have. Nothing compared to what we have. They had to drink the water that they defecated in. They had to drink the water that they urinated in. They had to stand on the street and beg for food. That's why they liked it when tourists came over there, because they would try to get anything they could get from you so they could eat. And we're over here in the United States where we could go to any grocery store that we choose to go to. We can go to the farmer's market. We can go wherever we want to go and get food anytime we want to. Those that, you know, are having financial issues can go to the welfare office. Then the welfare people can give you some food stamps and they can, you know, help you out. And we still don't want to praise God. We still don't want to raise our hands and say thank you. We still don't want to be grateful to God. We still don't want to bless his name. We just do what we, you know, come on. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to give the phone to my husband for a second and let him just come on the air and just talk. And see what he has to say, because I know he has something to say. I know he has a testimony. Hallelujah. And this is the time of year. Okay, it's Christmas time. You saying Thanksgiving is over? No, Thanksgiving is never over. Why? Because we always have something to be thankful to God for. Thanksgiving is never over. Somebody set it aside for one day a year because Mr. Columbus came over here and thought he discovered America, or the pilgrims came over here or did what they did and set a day apart so we can thank God. But look, we need to be thankful to God every day, every day. And I'm going to put this song on real quick, and then I'm going to go give my husband the telephone, hallelujah, so he can come on and help his wife out on tonight, hallelujah. And we can get on here and just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I can't hold it. Sometimes I can't hold it. I just got to let you know what God done for me. So here's the song.
Hey! You have given me everything I needed according to your plans for my life. They are a blessing, not for curses. So I'll render unto you all of the glory you are due. Come on, put those hands together. You don't know.
You don't know how
much the Lord, come on,
for your
He's done for me. Come on,
done for me.
Yeah.
For all.
Much the Lord has done for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, like I said, I'm going to put my husband on the phone, Bishop Scott. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to let him give his own testimony. Hallelujah. Hey, man of God, you on the phone? Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah.
Good evening,
you know,
everyone.
Good evening. I gave a little bit of your testimony already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you give your own testimony. Hallelujah. I know what some of the stuff that the Lord has done for you, but you give your own testimony. Go on.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was being disturbed by the cat.
Oh.
The topic is a wonderful topic. We need to praise him more. We need to lift him up, give him all the glory, because he's worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor. I know for my own life, my own testimony, how God has brought me through so many dangers, toils, and snares. He's brought me through illnesses. He's brought me through depression. He's brought me through so many things. I always say any good thing that's ever happened in my life has been because the Lord has been in my life. Any good thing that's happened. I don't care. When I look back on my life, I look back at my youth. I look back at my teen years. I look back as a young man. I look back as a middle-aged man. And any time that I've had anything worth having, it's been through God and his intervening in my life. And I just want to thank the Lord that today. You know, I was studying early this morning, I guess about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I usually get up around that time. And the day I was just studying the Word of God, and some things fell on my spirit, and it grieved me a little bit because it's so true. My being first partaker, really, I was thinking about how God loves us in spite of ourselves, but he cares about us in spite of us, you know, and how man from the very beginning has failed him so many times, and how he's come back time and time again to bring us back into right relationship with him. I remember when God first made Adam, and he put him into a perfect place, the Garden of Eden, paradise on earth, if you will, and how man was not satisfied with that. He was looking for something else, and he had to eat of the forbidden tree. And then we go on, and we look at the law, and God gave us the law, and we disobeyed it. You know, man has been so stiff-necked. Man has been so disobedient. Man has been so filled with iniquity that he's lost sight of who God is and how much he does care. And I'm one that I praise him because I know he cares. I praise him because I know he loves me even in spite of myself. I praise him because in spite of the bad reports that have been given over my life over these many years, God has seen it another way. I remember Isaiah asked the question, whose report are you going to believe? And then he retorts by saying, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because God's report is the final report. God's report is the surest report. God's report always has victory at the end of it. God's report always has our best interest at the end of it. No matter what we go through, his report is, yeah, but you're more than a conqueror. No matter what we face, his report is that you're better than what it appears right now. We're made in the image and likeness of God. Isn't that good news?
Yes, it is.
That whatever God is, we're capable of being. That's good news. That no matter what we face, that God has put us here for a purpose and for a plan. That's good news, because that pushes us when we would rather give up and throw up our hands in surrender. Then I remind myself that God put me here for a reason, and I'm going to keep on pressing until I discover what that reason is. Now, I've been blessed because in spite of my physical disability, I was born with cerebral palsy, and I've had other physical challenges as well over the many years. I was blessed because God put it in my spirit a long time ago when I was nothing but a little boy, about 3 years old, to be in fact. how he put it in my spirit, what he wanted me to be in life, what he purposed my life to be. Have I always lived up to his standards for my life? Of course not. Have I always been pleasing in his sight? Of course not. Have I ever sinned? Yes. Have I ever fallen short of his expectations of me? Yes. But he welcomes me as he did the prodigal son, seeing me afar off. He rushes to where I am. Doesn't wait till I get to where he is. He rushes to where I am. All I have to do is just turn around from where I was going and begin the journey back to where I need to be. And he sees me making that effort. He sees me afar off, and he rushes to receive us. And not just me, dear hearts, but all of us. How many times have we fallen short of his expectations of us, of his desire for us to be in communion with him, in fellowship with him, and we chose another way? How many times have we chosen another way? But every time we want to come back, we can go back without recrimination, without I told you so's, but with an embracing, with the love of God always waiting for us. I'm just so glad about it, dear hearts. I'm glad that God cared enough, that he cared enough for me, and that he cares enough for you. No matter what you're into, no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation may be in your life, God cares for you. And he will see you through if you let him. You know, one of my theme songs, Jesus Can Work It Out, if you let him. See, sometimes we don't let him be who he is. And he left us the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Helper, the Comforter, the Ruach HaKodesh. The Holy Spirit, he left us to be our guide, to be our aid, to intercede on our behalf, to be our advocate, if you will, to be our defense attorney before God the Father. Isn't that good news that God always cares about his children? He always is concerned about his children. I was reading the book of Isaiah earlier today as well, and it tells us, he said, I care about you. I care about you. I love you. I'm concerned about you. And it's good to know that I'm not going through this all by myself. The last words of Christ before he ascended into heaven in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 28, when he says, though I am with you always, 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 he's with us through the Holy Spirit, always. No matter what trials we go through, he's with us. And sometime, I love that song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. And this is the point I want to make. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. There's a lot of things that we go through in our lives we don't have to go through. There are a lot of situations in our lives that we don't have to go through it all by ourselves. He said, bring it to me. Our Lord, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ said, bring me your heavy burdens and I'll make them light for you. Why do we refuse to take him up on his offer, his generous, his loving, his compassionate offer? We want to struggle. We want to complain. We want to lament. We want to lose heart and give up and throw in the towel and become depressed and just turn away from him. Where he says, come to me. Another place in the Word of God, Jesus says this. He says, they won't come to me that they might have life. They go to everybody else. They go to the psychiatrist. They go to their friends. They go to their family. They go to everybody. They go to a stranger and tell them all of their heart's desire and all of their complaints and all of their concerns. But they won't come to me. Nobody can do us like God can. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Nobody can do us like God. Nobody can solve all your problems but him. No one has the answer and the solution to your situation but him. We all have situations in our lives, and we're trying to deal with those situations. But he has the answer to my situation. He has an answer to your situation. He has the answer to our situation. Why do we go to people that have their own problems when we can go to a problem-solving God? Why do we turn to folk when we can turn to faith? Faith in a God that cannot fail. See, my offer of support may be for you, it may not be for you. It may help you, it may not help you. It's a 50-50 chance I can help you through it. 50-50 means a 50 chance I can help you through it, and 50% chance I can't. But when you go to God, he can straighten it out 100% of the time. All the way. That's why I praise him. I praise him, and sometimes I don't always praise him in a vocal way, but I'm praising him because a tear may fall from my eyes just to realize just how unworthy I am and how worthy he is. And I say, Lord, why do you care so much? But I'm so glad you did. There used to be an old hymn that we used to sing in the church. I don't know why he loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad he did. So we don't know why he cares for us who falter so often. But we can say this, I'm so glad he did, because if he didn't, where would we be? We'd be like a ship without a sail, a plane without a pilot. But because he cares, I can face tomorrow. Because he cares, all fear is gone. Do I have trepidation? Do I have doubt sometimes? Am I down sometimes? Oh, yes. But then I remember. First of all, I remember the cross and what he bore for me. Then I remember that he said it is finished. The work of salvation is finished. All we have to do is receive it and accept the one who offered it and gave his very life for it. That's all we have to do. We make it complicated. We debate over baptism, whether it's immersion or whether it's sprinkling. We debate on how to take communion. Do we take it with the wafer only, or do we drink the wine, or do we drink grape juice? We debate on these things. How you dress. Are you supposed to wear earrings? Are you supposed to wear makeup? Is your clothes supposed to be down to your feet? We debate on such immaterial things. And we lose sight of the precious jewel that we have. First of all, we have the presence of God in our lives through the Holy Spirit. That's all it's about. It's about, what did Paul say? The key to it all is this. Accept Jesus in your life. Believe in him. Receive him. Confess him. Walk with him. Let him lead you. That's all he requires. All these other things are trappings of the world, are schemes of man to divide each other. I was reading the book of Acts, and I think I read it the last, or at least I posted it the last time we had a program, and in the book of Acts, chapter 2, it tells us that the people came together with a common interest. There was no division. And they came together to help one another. They sold their property. They sold their possessions. And they gave it to one another so that nobody was wanting anything. When was the last time we were about that? I was just talking to a friend of mine today, and they were talking about disability ministry, which is my heart and my soul and my desire. And they were talking about how they went to one of their, the leaders of their particular denomination, and they were talking about it, and they said, well, I'll get back to you after the holidays, the first of the year, to be exact. They had told me earlier, the same individual, they told me I'm going on vacation, but once I get back, we'll talk about it then. See, the church is about all these kind of trappings, you know. Now, what they'll do is, they'll have meetings. They had three Advent services. They have all these things that look good, but where is the heart? See, God's not impressed by what you do on the outside. He's more impressed by how you are in your heart. What is your heart like? Advent services, you know, the singing, the beautiful songs, the Christmas carols, and all of that. Beautiful imagery. It's lovely. It's wonderful. But why did Christ come? Did he come for that? He was born in a stable bed because there was no room for him in the inn. And sometimes I wonder, is there room for him in the church? There's room for everybody, but is there room for Christ? Yeshua, he founded the church, and yet we push him out. And don't even talk about the poor Holy Spirit. He's so pushed out, he's not even welcome at all. If he is, he's welcome just for a moment, then we go back to our regular business as usual. We have to understand their hearts in this Yuletide season, if you will, this Christmas time, this holiday period that we're going to experience in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. That is not about all of the trappings of the world. We have to get back to the real deal, if you will. We have to get back to what this season is all about. We always say it. It's the reason for the season is Jesus and all. You know, but do we really mean that? See, God, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's speaking to my heart right now. The Lord is tired of the rhetoric. He's tired of the words. Oh, boy, if we could all just talk all the way to heaven, heaven would be full of a whole lot of folks. And we can just talk our way through. But he said it's not the hearers, but it's the doers. He said, I don't even want you to say Lord, Lord, if you don't mean it. I don't want you to say Lord, Lord, if you're not going to follow my will and my way. I'm not your Lord. I'm this JC to you. There's another man that lived and died. That's all I am to you. Somebody whose name's in a book, like so many other names in a book, that's all I am to you. When you get in real deep trouble and you went to everybody else and you don't have nowhere else to turn and you turn to me, that's all I am to you, the last resort. And so the first one, I'm always the last one you turn to. It is, oh, please, Lord, help me. Please, Jesus, please. And then you want to praise, and you want to plead, and you want to do everything. I'm supposed to be first. I read Exodus chapter 20 today. I was reading all the things today. I read Exodus chapter 20. It says, I am the Lord thy God who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm a jealous God. I don't come last. I come first. When things even look like they're going to happen, whether they're good or they're bad, come to me first. If it's good, come and say, thank you, Lord, for the good things. If they're bad, come and say, Lord, I need your help right now. I need you. Give me counsel. Give me advice. Give me correction. Chasten me. Break me. Make me. But have me be what you want me to be, Lord. I want to hear from you. I don't want to hear from mama. I don't want to hear from wife. I don't want to hear from husband. I don't want to hear from daughter or son or best friend or bosom buddy or soulmate or whoever else in your life. I want to hear from you. Mama got her own problems. My husband has his own issues. My daughter, she's trying to figure it all out herself. I need to hear from you, the author and finisher of everything that exists. You tell me what I need to do, Lord. Oh, if we could begin to do that. I'm first partaker. We could just begin to really let him lead the way instead of always being the one who has to catch up to us. Or we got to back up to meet him where he was so we done rushed ahead of him. That's what praise is about as far as I'm concerned. It's not about how loud you can praise or how much foam you get from your mouth and how many dances, you little jigs you do. It's not about all that. Praise, I think, goes hand in hand with worship. They're two different words, meaning two different things. Praise is just how you just lift him up because of the things he's done, but worship is when you get into a deeper level, I believe. It's from the heart. Worship comes from a deep place in you that you understand who he is. And you worship him not because of what he's done for you and how he's brought you through, but because he's worthy of your praise and your worship. There's no other God but you, Lord. That's worship. You stand high above all your worship. That's worship. I reverence you, Lord. I revere you. I respect you, Lord. I hold you in highest esteem. There is no one like you, Lord. You are the Almighty. You are the great and mighty God of all existence. Lord, what would I do without you, Lord? My life would be would be nothing without you, Lord. It would be empty. It would be futile. Thank you, Lord, for coming down and for saving a wretch like me. And I praise you, not because of what you've done, but because of who you are. I praise you. But I realize you woke me up this morning. And because you woke me up, I can do better than what I did yesterday morning. I was reading the First Peter. I was going from first to end, Genesis all the way up to Peter, and even Revelation. I was reading that too. But in First Peter it says he loves us so much he's delaying his judgment so that somebody who's on the borderline about whether they're going to receive him or not will accept him and repent. He's delaying judgment for your sake. He's delaying meeting the final judgment day where men are separated, where the goats and the sheep are separated from each other, where hell and heaven finally, your destiny is determined finally once and for all. He's delaying that day so you can get it right. Double-minded man, double-minded woman, backslidden man, backslidden woman, sinner man, sinner woman, stiff neck, hard heart, refuse to yield. He's given you another day to receive him for who he really is and not who you reduced him to be. I said yesterday, at least I posted yesterday, day before yesterday, I posted when the last time we met, I think it was Saturday, when I posted about how we reduced the Holy Spirit to being a sidekick, a Robin to Batman, Tonto to the Lone Ranger, Kato to the Green Hornet. The Holy Spirit is God, and you better watch out, too, because I was reading in a commentary today, and I was reading it said that you can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit any longer because of what Christ did and all of this. I said, that's a lie from the pits of hell. You can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Not in the same way that they did in the Old Testament. That's true. But you can blaspheme it. You blaspheme it how, Reverend? How, Bishop? How, Potentate? How, Mister? This is how you do it. when you don't recognize him for who he is, you're blaspheming him. When you don't recognize him for being God himself, you're blaspheming him. When you don't go to him and seek his help and getting rid of those deeds and those sins and that iniquity that you're about, he says, I can mortify him for you. When you refuse to do that, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. You're blaspheming God because it's God in the world today. He is God in the world today. He's not just something I feel every once in a while. He's someone who's real all the time. And when you reduce him, you're reducing God. When you ignore him, then you're ignoring God. You're no better than people who don't believe in Jesus. You're no better. You're no better. You're no better than a person who does not believe that Jesus is God or Jesus is the Son of God. You're no better than that. People that say he's a great teacher, he was a great man, he was a wise man, all that, but he was not God. You're no better. But you're saying the same thing about the Holy Spirit. Oh, it makes me feel good. It makes me tear up every once in a while. It'll make me shout. It'll make me dance, but it don't guide me. So, he's not God. He is God. And I have many scriptures, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in great depth. Depth. I don't mean superficial stuff. Depth one of these days. Who he really, really, really is. And what he's really, really, really doing, and what we're doing with and without him, and that's why we're all messed up. You go to your church and you very seldom hear anyone say anything about the Holy Spirit. Yet Paul teaches that a lot of things that you do is the Holy Spirit. He intercedes when you can't pray right. He's the one who moans and groans and murmurs on your behalf when you can't articulate to God exactly what you want to say. It's the Holy Spirit that kicks in and does that. When you have iniquity that you just can't get rid of, and it's a habit so long and so deeply embedded that you just can't shake, it's the Holy Spirit that can mortify the deeds of the flesh for you. Christ himself calls him the helper, the comforter. Peter calls him the advocate.
Amen.
I don't know what time it is, but we have to be mindful it's shorter time than what we think. And I'm not talking about the 7 to 9 hour either. I'm talking about time in terms of history, in terms of our lives, and in terms of judgment, because he's been delaying it for many a century now, thousands of years. He's delaying it on our behalf. One of these times, the day is going to come. The only thing about the book of Daniel, you'll know there, this, God bless you. There's a caller on the line. We're going to yield our time to the caller. God bless you, caller. God bless you,
man. Amen. Amen. We have a caller in the queue from area code 985. Area code 985, welcome to Blog Talk Radio out of a Pure Heart Ministry.
Hi, I was just calling to, I'm on the chat room, and I was just calling to say about how thankful that I am to God. My daughter, she was diagnosed with fluid on the brain. And the doctor said she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she was mentally retarded. But I have given it all to God. She's walking, she's talking. They said she couldn't cough because she had diagnosed with pneumonia multiple times. And I know God is going to continue to change things around in her.
Hey, amen. Is that her singing in the background?
Yeah, she won't stop singing.
She's doing more than talking. She's singing too. Things, talk, does it all.
Yeah, she's doing it because she knows I'm on the phone.
That's all right, though.
And she's doing it on purpose.
That's okay.
That's good.
They tell you
that
she has the mental capacity to know.
That you're
on the phone.
And now
it's time
for her to act out.
Listen to her. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone. See if she sings for us.
Oh, she's not going to sing. Hold on. She ain't gonna sing nothing.
Yeah.
We can't hear her the whole did she?
Yeah, she got aggravated with that.
How old is she?
She's 3, finna be 4.
Oh my, isn't that wonderful? Thank God.
Well, see, the Bible asks us whose report are we going to believe.
You can't believe in their report, because their report will tell you this and that all day long. But you just got to trust and hold on to the faith in the Word of God.
That's right. I know when I was first born, they told my mother, they said, because I was born with cerebral palsy, and that's back in the 50s, so, you know, they really were ignorant of a lot of things. And the doctor said, well, just put them in an institution and go on and live your life. And she said, no, I gave birth to him, he's my son, and I'm going to take care of him until the day that God tells me otherwise. And I thank God for a mother, and you're the same type of mother. She didn't believe that report. Just put him away and just live your life. No, she didn't say that. She said, no, the life I live, he's going to be included in it. And I was. Everywhere she went, I went too. Me and my brother, who was born able-bodied, but she took us both.
And I just start speaking life into her lungs, into her legs, and I just declare, Lord, you're going to restore in her the way that you created her to be, not what man says she shall be. And, you know, I just had to keep speaking that over her, and then changes just start coming, and I know they're going to continue to come because I have faith in God.
Oh, yes, they are, because it's all to God's glory, what God can do. The diagnosis, the prognosis, when it was negative, woe is me, give up, go on, live your life, all that type of thing, you know, that she won't be much of anything. But you said, oh, no, I know God can make something out of anything, and he's going to make something out of my daughter. And look what he's doing now. He's in the background singing, talking.
Doing flips,
she wasn't supposed to do none of that.
It all. And they said she doesn't have the muscles to do that.
I think sometimes you wonder, my Lord, she does do it all. But that's God. That's God. And that's a testimony.
Yes.
Every time you hear her speak, every time you hear her sing, say, thank you, Lord, because it wasn't supposed to be this way. I'm supposed to be on this phone, and she's supposed to be almost almost comatose, laying there, not even knowing what's going on. Here she is talking, singing, sharing. Every time you hear her voice, just say, thank you, Lord. Every time she sings a song, it's out of key. Thank you, Lord. But it wasn't supposed to be this way. Even sometimes, if it seems to be annoying, thank you, Lord, because it wasn't supposed to be this way. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to get better each and every day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you very much, and I'll continue to listen into the chat room.
Amen. What is your name?
Prophetess Johnson.
Oh,
this is Prophetess Johnson. Okay. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We thank God for that testimony.
Johnson 1, 2, 3.
Yes, I am.
Okay. God bless you, dear.
Okay, God bless
you. Thank
you
so much for calling in.
Okay.
Hallelujah. We do have some more people on the line, but they haven't pressed 1, so I guess they don't want to say anything right now, but glory to God. We thank God for that testimony because...
Wonderful.
You know, the doctor has to give their report because that's what they know. They know it from the doctor's standpoint, but we know that God, who is our creator, he is the one that has the final say and what goes on in our lives. So
that's right.
That's why we want to thank and praise God for the things that he has done for us. And, you know, I bless the Lord. And I just want to continue to praise him and thank him for what he's doing. And I was looking up some scriptures while my husband was speaking in Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 to 3. It says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. And I know somebody made a song out of that. We used to sing it at a church I belonged to years ago. And we used to sing that song, So Shall I Be Saved from My Enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. So God wants us to call upon his name, and he wants us to praise him and thank him. Even though we're going through, and I know that, you know, my situation is not perfect. I know that, you know, some things that I want changed, some doctor reports that I got, but I still have to praise God. And even, you know, I don't say that I'm not healed. I say I believe that I am healed. I'm just waiting for the manifestation to come through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is our healer. And I want to say that I know that even if God did not heal me on this side, I know that he is able. For whatever reason, if my healing did not come through on this side, I know that God is able. I do know that. I know that he's able. I don't have any question about it because God has healed me over and over and over again. I was on Saturday, I was at a women's conference, and I was speaking to a lady, a woman of God, who had a very, very important role in my life. And I didn't really appreciate her exactly when I was being trained underneath her. But as the years have gone by, I've seen why I was there with her. But to make a long story short, I remember one time that I had taken ill, and I was in the hospital, an Einstein hospital, in the emergency room, and the doctors said that I was dying right then. My blood count was down to 3 point something, which for a woman is horrible. You just, for anybody, you're supposed to be dead, or you are literally dying when your blood count is that low. They didn't know why my blood count was that low, but they literally said at that time that I was dying. And I remember my husband was standing there, and a friend of mine was standing there, and they began to pray. My husband, he was nervous, but he began to pray. And then the friend that was there, she went and called the pastor of the church that I was at the time, and she came. It seemed like she got there in a nanosecond. She came to the hospital, and she laid hands on my belly, and she declared, "You shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. You will declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living." And I tell you what, when she did that, I felt this heat go through my body, and the heat just went through my entire body. And the next thing I remember is I heard the doctor say that, "I don't know what happened, but your wife is going to be okay." And I tell that testimony often because a lot of times people need to hear that so that they can be encouraged too. And I had to believe the report of the Lord if I wanted to live, because I didn't know what was going on in my body, but God did. And at that time, she laid her hands on my body. She wasn't emotional. She wasn't crying. She wasn't scared. She laid hands on my body, and she declared the word of the Lord over me. And that's been years ago. And here I am today, 47 years old, preaching the gospel, evangelizing, telling people what I know that God can do. And sometimes God has to remind me, because sometimes I act like I've forgotten what God has done. Sometimes I act like, you know, that the same God that healed me before can't heal me now. Sometimes I act like, well, God must have forgot. But he hasn't forgotten. He's the same God. He has not changed. And the same thing he did for me back then, he'll do for me now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I still say that if he doesn't heal me, I know that he's able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I praise God that he is awesome. He knows exactly what he's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. I want to tell God, tell people that he is a healer. But I really do like this psalm that I just read, because it said, David said, "I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." How many times have you been saved from an enemy? How many times have you been saved? Has God delivered you from something? How many times has it looked like, you know, you're at the 11th hour and the 59th minute, and God just steps in right at the very last second? He steps right in. Glory to God. How many times have you been there where God has just plainly delivered you? I know when my husband fell down the steps when we were living in Jersey. He fell down the steps and broke his hip. And the landlord was just so unkind and so uncaring. And it was basically his fault why my husband fell down the steps, because he didn't do the repairs that he was supposed to have done. So as a result, my husband fell down the steps coming to my aid. He fell down the steps and broke his hip. But we didn't have anywhere to go. We got evicted because the landlord got mad. I'm going to say we got evicted from out of that place where we were living, and it was ridiculous. We found ourselves in motels. We were living in motel after motel, and it looked like we were going to be out living literally on the street. And because my husband is in a wheelchair as a result of falling down the steps, you know, you call in the shelters, and the people don't want to put you in the shelter. They didn't want to put him in the shelter. They didn't have accommodations for him. So it looked like we was getting ready to go and have to live on the street somewhere. But God, in that 11th hour and 59th minute, God showed up. And even though we were living in motels, we weren't out on the street. We see people, my sister and I, we see people out on the street, literally living out on the street. But at the 11th hour and the 59th minute, God stepped in and he provided a way and made a way out of no way so we wouldn't have to live on the street. Was it the best accommodations? No, but compared to living on the street, yep, it was the best accommodations. And while we were in one of the motels, somebody checked into one of the rooms in the motel above us. It wasn't directly above us, but it was one room over from us. And he had told the clerk that he came there to kill himself. He came there to commit suicide, and the clerks did not believe him. My husband and I are in there sleeping, and next thing we hear in all of this noise, the people, the police, and the fire people are banging on the door telling us to wake up and get out. Automatically, I go into panic mode because my husband's in a wheelchair, and I'm hollering, oh, my God, my husband's, he's in a wheelchair. We need help. It was a fire. The man had set fire to the room upstairs because he wanted to kill himself, and the people didn't take him seriously. But God stepped in, and he saved us. He delivered us. He did not allow that fire to come in and destroy my husband and I. He didn't allow that fire to come in and kill us, and it was so much water damage. But they got us out of the room before any of that stuff happened, and I thank God for that, because we could have died in that room. We could have died of smoke inhalation. They could have drowned us to death with all that water that they poured in that room. But God, he spared our lives for such a time as this so we can go forth and preach the acceptable year of the Lord and tell people about being born again. But I tell you, God, he will step in at the last minute. I'm telling you, you be like, Lord, where are you? Lord, I need you right now. That song Smokey Norfolk said, I need you now, Lord. I need you right now. I remember one time I was in the hospital, and we didn't have any food in our home. We had no food at all. I mean, you open the cabinets, it was nothing in the cabinet. It was nothing in the refrigerator. It was nothing in the freezer. And here I am laying in the hospital again. And my husband, he told me the story, and I know that what he said was the truth, because God provided. When he cried out to God, he said he prayed to God like he had never prayed before. And when he came up to the hospital to see me, God sent somebody to the hospital and handed him an envelope and with a check in it. And he was able to catch it, and we were able to get food. I'm telling you, God has stepped in for us so many times. He is so worthy for us to praise him. I mean, we got story after story after story of the things that God has done for us. And all God is asking for us is to just tell him thank you. God is not demanding us to praise him, but he would appreciate it if we praise him. But those of us that are called to be saints, we are supposed to praise him. Hallelujah. We are supposed to praise him. The Bible says that praise is comely. Hallelujah. For those that are believers, praise is comely. We're supposed to praise him. Hallelujah. We can't say nothing but, Lord, I thank you for saving me, because I was a wretch undone. I know y'all heard that song. I was a wretch undone, living in a world of sin. I had no hope and I had no peace within. But somebody told me what Jesus did. They told me that he died on the cross for my sins. They told me that he went to Calvary for my sin. They told me that he was wounded and he was bruised for my iniquities. He was chastised for my peace. Hallelujah. He was wounded for my iniquities and my transgressions. He did that for me. Hallelujah. Before I was ever thought about. Hallelujah. God did that for me because he loved me so much. And we got to just be able to thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because there's people out here, and they don't know which way is what. You got people believing in trees and, you know, going around praising trees and thanking trees. What that tree do for you when you need healing? Can that tree heal you? No. Glory to God. When you need money, what is that tree going to do? Nothing. Hallelujah. But when you call on the Lord, he is right there. Hallelujah. He's right there. He lives within our hearts. Hallelujah. He's not so far away that he won't hear us. Glory to God. Now, that's one of the scriptures that God had given me on the 9th. I believe it was on the 9th. But God said, fear thou not, in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And that's enough to praise God for right there, too, because God is telling you what he will do. Glory to God. So we know he's not a liar. If God says, don't fear, he said, because I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He said, I will strengthen you. You need strength today? Praise him. Begin to praise God. Hallelujah. He is our strength. Hallelujah. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Hallelujah. God says in his word that if we, call on him, he will answer us. Hallelujah. If you go to Psalm 34, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I'm telling you about the affliction, some of the things that my husband and I have gone through. And I tell you, God has truly kept us. There was a time where I tried to commit suicide, and God wouldn't allow it. He's delivered me from my foolish self. I'm telling you, when I would say I was a wretch undone, I was a wretch undone living in a world of sin. I was crazy in my mind. I didn't care about nothing but God. Hallelujah. Even in my foolishness, God was right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Psalm 34, the last verse said, the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. But I thank God today because we can tell him with his words that, God, you said, you redeemed the soul of your servant, and I am your servant. And you said, none of them that trust in you shall be desolate. So I trust in you, Lord God, so I know that I won't be desolate. And I'm going to praise you right now because you said that I will not be desolate because I trust in you. And I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. But see, if we don't know the word of God, we can't give God his word back. Hallelujah. If we don't know his word, how are we going to tell him what he said? We can't tell him. We be telling God a lot of stuff, and some of the stuff we be saying to God, it don't be nothing that he said. It be something that somebody else done made up. Hallelujah. But guess what? The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. So we can praise God because his name is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord. You better get to calling on Jesus. Hallelujah. But see, a lot of times what happens is that people only call on Jesus when they're in trouble. They only call on Jesus when they want something from him. They only want to call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Like when we, you know, we call on Jesus a lot of times. And, you know, a lot of people call on Jesus only because they want something. A lot of people call on Jesus because they need something. But when everything is good and plenty, remember that candy, good and plenty? When everything is going good, when everything, you know, was on the up and up, when we have money, when we're not being threatened, you know, like our landlord kicked us out, when we're not getting threatened, we don't think about the Lord. When we, our bank accounts are full. We're not thinking about the Lord. Hallelujah. And everything's going right. We're not thinking about the Lord in a lot of cases, but God wants us to get in the habit and learn how to praise him and worship him at all times. Hallelujah. He wants us to praise him at all times, not just when we want something, not just when we need something, but he wants us to praise him at all times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Glory to God. I can talk all night long. I really could, but you know, I'm going to give you an opportunity, those of you that are in the chat room, if you want to call, you can call. The number to call in is area code 323-693-3054. If you want to call and give a praise report, give a testimony, we do have a caller on the line, area code 267. However, she has not raised her hand in the queue to say that she wanted to say anything. So at this time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song. Lord, I just want to thank you. And I want to, before we do that, just ask you all to pray for one of my sisters in Christ, one of my friends in the Lord. Her nephew got shot on yesterday evening. And I spoke to her briefly before coming on the broadcast, and she said that the Lord is healing his body, and he's doing really good right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just lift him up and pray for him. Continue that. God will continuously heal him, rebuke infection, anything that will come his way in the negative. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his healing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know when I was out, I was off the broadcast for a week, and she took over for me, Purified Daughter. She took over for me on the broadcast. And, you know, now she needs prayer. She lifted me up in prayer. And that's what we're supposed to do one for another. When one of our brothers or sisters are down, we're supposed to pray with them. When one cries, we're supposed to cry with them. When one is happy, we're supposed to be happy with them. So we pray for her nephew. We prayed for him on last night, and the prayers of the saints are going up. But it doesn't hurt for more people to pray for her nephew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God right now. We thank him in advance for the victory, for complete healing for her nephew in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to play this song really quick. Lord, I just want to thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to thank you. What y'all know about that? Hallelujah. Ha! Lord, I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to just read a couple of more scriptures. Hallelujah. But Lord, I just want to thank you for all that you've done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 93:1-5 says, "The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he have girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness become of thine house, O Lord, forever." I mean, if we just open up the Psalms, we have so many things to praise God for. You just open up the Psalms, and you'll see how the writers of the Psalms, David and the other writers of the song, how they just lift up praise unto the Lord. Psalm 96:1-3 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. I want to go back to a part of that scripture, and it says, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then if you go down, it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Hallelujah. His name is worthy of the glory and of the honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Who have you taught today and said the Lord reigneth? Hallelujah. To the heathen, to the non-believer. The Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ought to get to know him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 113, verses 1 to 6 says, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who dwells on high? Who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? Hallelujah. Psalm 99, verses 1 and 6 says, the Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Hallelujah. 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 He is holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. Hallelujah. Psalm 104, verses 1 to 9 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. Now you know you're serving a mighty God, that God, he would set a boundary that the water cannot even go past where God tell it. He said, you got to stop right here. That's where the water has to stop. You know God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That the water can't go no further than where God said you can't go. You can't go no further than that. I said, stop here. And that's where you have to stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, 1 to 13, it says, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever, forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. Hallelujah. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:17 says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever." Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:8 says, "The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and with them, and they do not rest day or night. They say, 'Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" Hallelujah. Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Hallelujah. So if you can't think of anything to say, hallelujah, you can turn to the book of Psalms, and the book of Psalms will give you plenty to say. Hallelujah. Plenty reason to praise the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for his word tonight. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For the prophetess who called in on tonight. Hallelujah. And gave her testimony about her sweet little daughter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she says in the chat room, hallelujah, that my husband says in the chat room, he chooses to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. Prophetess Kiona. Hallelujah. My husband, Bishop Scott. Hallelujah. My sister was on the line earlier today. Hallelujah. Thank you to the guests in the chat room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to end the broadcast on right now. Hallelujah. But we just want to say, God, we thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you for being so good to us. Hallelujah. Because you've blessed us. You've done things for us that we could not possibly do for ourselves. So we just thank and praise God on tonight. We bless him, hallelujah, for he has done marvelous things, hallelujah. And that's a song, too. He has done marvelous, he has done marvelous, he has done marvelous things, hallelujah. And he's an awesome God. So we're going to end on tonight with that song, "He's an Awesome God," hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He's an awesome God, hallelujah. I bless God for you tonight, hallelujah. And, continue to praise the Lord. Continue to praise the Lord. And pray for us, and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I changed my mind. We're going to pray. We're going to play "Nobody Like You, Lord." I just really love this song. "Nobody Like You, Lord." Hallelujah. Here we go. Good night, and God bless
you. All right, everybody, do me a favor. Put your hands together just like this. What y'all doing over there? No.
Sing, I'll be dangerous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love that song. Hallelujah. It is 8:45, Philadelphia time. And at this time, as I said earlier, we are going to end the broadcast. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Guest number 25587, guest number 28725. Hallelujah. Prophetess, my husband. Glory to God. Everybody that was on the phone line, I thank you so much. I thank God for you. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Good night. Love yous. Nobody.